The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected. A place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. I was so delighted to wake up in the middle of the night to discover it was pouring rain. Now, that's unusual for Southern California right now. And sunny during the day, and then all of a sudden comes this great big storm. What a delight, and so clean and refreshing. So as the rest of the U.S. is so cold and so thick with snow, I was delighted to experience a wonderful reminder of this rain and how much we really need it. Now, tonight's show is all about angels and angel power. It's the perfect time of year for it, don't you think? We have Joanne Brocas with us, and she's going to be bringing us all this information on angels. I think it's much needed because whether you believe in angels or just energy, you must start communicating with your mind through your pineal gland, and this will get you to the place where you want to be. As we're finding out, the common theme in science and in the law of attraction is this energy we call consciousness. When you tap into the consciousness, you're tapping into the source of creation, be it collective or singular. This energy field is the creative force of the universe, and it could very well be staffed by angels, if you so choose to believe. It could be staffed by other intelligent life as well, or it could be staffed by the divine energy of love, or that which we call God or Allah. What I'm trying to say is that your belief around this is absolutely correct, because this belief is powerful in creating your beautiful reality. The only thing I want to suggest is that you tap into the creative field of love and not the collective fear, because the fear is what limits and constricts you. You do have a choice, and it's as simple as flipping that switch and going to the place that helps you to expand in dramatic ways. The question that I often get is, well, how do I flip that switch? Well, are you ready to hear this? It's very deep and profound and life-changing. Are you sure you really want to hear this? Okay, here it is. You can flip that switch by telling yourself that you are no longer wishing to think that thought. Yes, it's really that simple. Again, there's only one thing in the world that you can control, and that's your thoughts. You can't control another. You can't change somebody's mind. You can't even change their energy. That's their job, so don't take responsibility for it. You are the one that can shift the way you think, and that's your responsibility. So let the other person be the way that they need to be. Let go of them and focus on what is going to make you a happier person, especially during the upcoming holiday season. For instance, let's talk about the snow in the Northeast. Those pictures look so dramatic, and you can see that it's so difficult from going to point A to point B. It looks extremely cold and miserable. But let's be clear, not everyone is living in misery with this. There are many who love looking at the beautiful white snow and feeling warm and cozy in their homes. There are many whose jobs are not affected by the snow because of the internet, and they can stay warm in their homes as they're doing their daily jobs. But what about that person that has to drive to work that gets cold? Well, they simply need to be focusing on something else than what is really going on. They can flip that switch to a laughable moment. Or they can think about the love of their child or their pet. They can choose to be miserable, or they can choose to see the beauty that the world and the universe is providing them to see. Now, I know a lot of people will think I mean and excluding people who are so cold and miserable because the cost of fuel and having to walk to get to the transportation. But if they can flip that switch, they too can shift their vibration up to a higher level, allowing their reality to change dramatically. The homeless can flip the switch. Even though society has taught them that they're victims instead of victors, they can learn to flip the switch and their life will change almost instantaneously. Now let's talk about finances. Yes, I know the holidays are coming and many believe that the economy is really not that great. Many are worried that they don't have jobs or there's just not enough of money to get their kids an item that they really, really want. Yes, everybody wants to be abundant right now. That's what Christmas has turned into, this commercial guilt that we have to give something so wonderful that everyone is going to appreciate it, but that's not true. The truth of Christmas is flipping that switch and thinking about it being a happy holiday instead of being a financial holiday. So instead of dwelling on what is going wrong with the economy and your paycheck and your bank account, flip the switch to see what is working. Take the first step into tapping into the creative energy field or tap into your angels and let the world change for you. Yes, take control of your mind and stop the fear and you will be amazed at the results. Now let's take this subject called bullying and let's just look at it from the law of attraction side. Many people are thinking that they need to instruct their children or even their friends to stand up to bullying. But what that is doing is really focusing and putting more energy on the bullying by saying no to it. So what needs to be done is to help your friends or child to change the perception about themselves, for this is what they're projecting out into this energy field. If the child can think of how well loved and likable they are, they're going to shift their vibration and shift the bully's vibration as well. It's never, never too young to start a child to think in the terms of what they are perceiving to be as real. Today, it's all about taking responsibility for how you feel and your personal perception. Well, what if you're not getting along with a coworker? Maybe you think that she or he is bossy and trying to take control and not giving you much freedom to be yourself. Well, it's at that particular time that you have to flip that switch to find something that you can admire about that person. Something as simple as that can change not only how you view the other person, but can change the way that you are viewed as well. Remember that everything is simply a mirror as to what you're thinking. What you are projecting out in that field can only come back to you. So you have to change your perception in order to change the way people treat you. It's simply called flipping that switch. So today, no matter what is going on that's making you upset or angry, flip the switch. Change your perception and let your world change. Sometimes it can be instantaneous. If you are finding that you can't shut off that fear valve and you're really wanting to stop indulging into your fearful feelings, okay, well, let me tell you that this is where hypnosis really works. And I know this to be true because even though I'm a hypnotherapist, guess what? I listen to my own MP3s. Yes, of course I have fears. And yes, the human mind loves to dive into the victim mode, especially when you can't understand what is really going on. But when I feel that fear coming on, especially in the middle of the night, I grab my phone and I listen to my own MP3s a few nights in a row. And my attitude changes. My life changes. And I no longer have that fear. I am peaceful, knowing that everything is going to work out perfectly okay and the way it's supposed to turn out. Now, if you go to lawofattractiontools.com, you're going to find all these hypnosis MP3s. They're instant downloads, and they're all for under $10. They will help you immensely to get that fear under control. My latest one is about the limiting beliefs, and it is exceptionally powerful. But there are other great ones about heartbreak and grief, health, wealth, and money attraction. So here's the thing. When you lose the fear, freedom can finally take over and a whole new you comes to the forefront. The hypnosis MP3s are very, very effective and they're very affordable. So if you're in fear, remember lawofattractiontools.com and just pick up an MP3 instant download. So let's talk about angels. And for those of you who don't know, angels are free. They are here to help you with any issue. And you will find out much more with Joanne Brokus and her book, Angel Power. So sit back, relax, kick up your feet, get warm and toasty. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Are you ready for your first gift of the holiday season? Law of Attraction Radio Network is so proud to announce the science behind the Law of Attraction magazine. And as a gift and a huge thank you to all of our millions of listeners, we want you to get a free subscription to this dynamic magazine, which will be delivered to your email box every other month. But you must sign up for this free subscription before December 1st. And here's why. Our next issue features great and powerful articles from Pam Grout, author of E-Square, Janet and Chris Atwood, Jack Canfield, Greg Brady, and many, many, many other wonderful articles that are science-based and inspirational. Have your friends and meetup groups sign in as well and use these articles as a source of a great discussion. So stop what you're doing right now and go to lawofattractionmagazine.net and sign up immediately. Remember, December 1st is the deadline, which we will start charging a per issue fee. So go to lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
Okay, we are back. You are listening to Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. And just a reminder, if you want to subscribe to the science behind the Law of Attraction magazine for free, you must do it before December 1st. After that, we have to start charging a per-issue rate because our distributor is mandating that we have a small charge for it. But if you subscribe now, you're subscribing indefinitely. That means you're going to get every issue for free. So now's the time. Even sign up your friends, your families, everyone, so that they will have it delivered to their email box. Now, the first issue is going to be delivered on December 1st, and it features Pam Grout. And she has this incredible article about the update of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. Really some great insight. We also have articles by Joe Vitale, who talks about the proof of the law of attraction. We have Lee Harris, who talks about the energetic abundance. And of course, we have Dr. Jim Albino, your LOA business coach, and he's talking about the law of quantum observation and how to make your business work for you using these principles. And we have many, many more. So don't forget to go to lawofattractionmagazine.net and sign up. Now let's get on with tonight's show about these beautiful entities called angels and their powers. And who do we have to discuss this delightful subject? Well, we have none other than number one award-winning author, angel expert and divine healer Joanne Brockes, sharing her insights from her latest book called The Power of Angels. Welcome, Joanne, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I am so excited to be talking to you about the power of angels.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, so how did you discover everything about the angels? I mean, have you always known about the angels?
Well, ever since I was a young child, I always felt a higher power around me. And I'm talking like a really young child. I felt a close connection to the spirit world, to God, to the angels. But I didn't know any names or anything then. But when I went to school, I learned this most beautiful little prayer. And it was about with angels in it. And I used to say this prayer every night before I went to sleep. And this prayer, I firmly believe, established my close connection to the angels and to a divine power, because I firmly believed in the prayer. So in my eyes, it opened the way for me to keep a connection to the angelic realm, the celestial realm, open at such a very young age. And from there, it's blossomed. And I've always kind of felt guided and inspired by the angels.
Okay, so are you, how are you connected to them? Are they downloading information to you? Are you intuitively bringing that information to the forefront because of your book?
Well, it's not only just through meditation, contemplation, it's through a lot of research and study and divine prayer. So it's just through prayer and noticing how I've been guided in my life. I've heard angels speak to me. I've seen them within my meditations. I've had fleeting glimpses of them with my physical eyes, but not to the point where you would look at them and think, wow, and then study everything about them. I'm talking fleeting, like, glimpses of them. But and the angels have helped me in many different ways. But with my writing, I always pray to God, to a divine power, to help inspire me with my work. And then, of course, you get brought the information you need. So it's like you would say with the law of attraction, what you pray about, what you set your mind to, it comes with you. But I've always had this natural connection with the angelic realm.
So you ask your angels for specific information in which you see perhaps signs that would tell you what their response is?
Well, I would always go to God first, but when we got guardian angels, whether we go to our guardian angel or to God, our angels will always have a celestial part in the witnessing of our prayers. So if I am asking God or my guardian angel or the archangels for that matter, for anything that I would need inspirational help with, then I would send a prayer out and then I would wait to receive some kind of sign or feedback. Sometimes I don't even need to wait for signs. The help just appears. But yeah, for sure, angels leave us the most amazing signs of their presence around us, because they're really happy for us to receive a tangible sign of proof that they're with us. They like us to know that there's a higher power watching over them. So they're more than happy to give us signs that they're with us. And one of the most universal of all angel signs is the classic white feather. And of course, if you're praying, if you're asking God for help, or if you're asking your guardian angel for help, they will really be delighted to send you a white feather to let you know that they've heard your request and they're in the process of working behind the scenes of your life to help you.
So are there other signs besides feathers?
Yeah, absolutely. And some signs have different meanings. They also bring butterflies around you. Many different butterflies can signify that there is more than one guardian angel with you. We all have the one guardian angel, our chief guardian angel, and there's loads of other beautiful, glorious angels that come and go and help us depending on our needs and requirements for that time. But there's beautiful butterflies, and depending on the colours, they would be coming to help you with white, to be inspiring and to bring you information that could raise your vibration, and with yellow to bring you divine knowledge and wisdom and study. So with different signs, you could have different kinds of messages, intuitive messages with the angels. Same with the coloured feathers, but they also bring you signs of robins and dragonflies. And usually this is connected to when somebody may be in the process of grieving and they would have lost a loved one and they just need to feel comforted. And even when they see these signs, they not only know that their angels may be with them, but that their loved ones are safe and well in the spirit realm and they are close by.
Yeah, I can understand that. I remember before my father died, I saw an incredible amount of praying mantis. Wow. And I thought, wow, what is this about? Everywhere I'm looking, I'm seeing a praying mantis. And I have a feeling that that was there to comfort me.
Absolutely, because they know what you're feeling in your heart. They know how much we hurt and how much we grieve for our loved ones. And they want to reassure us that just because their physical presence is gone, their soul, their spiritual presence will never leave us, because love is eternal. Only the body dies, but we miss that physical comfort. We miss that physical touch. But they want us to know that they're with us still. And one day, obviously, when it's our time to go, that we'll be reunited with each other once more.
So with the angels, they can't really respond to us unless we ask them specifically to help us. Is that correct?
Yes, I would say that's correct, because we have free will. So they want to help us. They always want to help us. We've got guardian angels, whether we're actually aware of this fact or not. They so want to help us. And one of the main tasks is for us to get to open our hearts and minds to the fact that we are a soul, that we are eternal, that we are connected and are a part of God, and just basically of our divine heritage and what we hear and what we're meant to be doing with our lives. But the fact is, not all of us listen, or we're unaware that we've got these angels who want to help us. So yes, if we actually send a thought out, and it's just as simple as sending a pure mental intention, because all you have to do is have an open heart and a sincere desire to connect with the angels, and they will enter into your life and help you in many, many ways.
And the ways that they can help you, and I know that your book, The Power of the Angels, is all about communication and healing as well, but the ways that they can help you is by, if someone is having an issue with you, you can actually have the angels help you with that certain circumstance. Can you call on them to do that? Can you call on them to help you with daily duties? Can you call on them to help you even with finances?
Absolutely. Do you know that's a great, what you just said now is a great point, because they can help you in any area of your life. So they can help you with your finances. They can help you with your love life. They can help you fix, repair, and mend relationships. They can help you heal your body. They can help you in many different ways. And it's not that they wave a magic wand over your head and bring in these, you know, these, drop these gifts straight into your lap, because there is some work that would be needed on our part. and they could also send people into our lives to help us. It's not necessarily them just bringing it to us when we need to do something to help that along, that process along. However, if we're asking for help to do with relationships, we can even speak to that person's guardian angel. Because if the person doesn't, say we're falling out with somebody and they don't want to speak to us, or they're not even calming down in a situation, we can actually ask our guardian angel to communicate with their guardian angel to try and find a peaceful resolve. And also, we can speak to their guardian angel directly by sending them a thought. It's just pure mental intention, because energy follows thought. So this is an amazing process, because if you ask for a peaceful blessing between you and somebody that you've fallen out for, even if that person doesn't want to concern themselves with you anymore, there would be no bad energy between you, because it will be dispersed. So you will find that the situation will either calm down, or there will be no more negativity, no more hassles, no more physical bother between you. It's really fascinating how the angels can help us in that way.
Interesting. So it seems like that the perfect situation for that is like a mother and a child, or teenager, who's not getting along, and one is rebelling. One would assume that the angels can step in and make both sides see a different perception.
Yes, absolutely. That's a perfect example, because teenagers, obviously, they've got their own way, they've got their own minds, and they only see their own point of view. They are the most important people in their world. So yeah, what you can do, and it's so amazing, even if there's teenagers that's going down the wrong path, for instance, or going off the rails, and their parents are extremely worried about them, they can ask that their guardian angels protect them, but they can also ask that the mighty and powerful Archangel Michael places divine blue light around them to protect them. And this light not only protects them, because it's coming straight from the heart and mind of God, it not only protects them, but it helps to strip away all negativity from their life. So eventually they would even, because they have free will, remember, so it doesn't interfere with their free will, but the influence, the divine influence, will eventually seep through for that child, for that teenager, to see the light. And then they shift their perception, and then they move back into the right direction, back on track, because they're not meant to interfere or meddle in our lives, but they certainly want to help us, and prayer will always be answered.
That's really great. What about, because angels can't interfere in their life's plan. That's correct? So when we, before we first come to the planet, we have made an agreement of what things that we want to go through. Is that correct, or is it not correct?
Well, before we are born, God has already assigned us a guardian angel. This guardian angel is with us from the moment we are within, you know, take our first breath, even before that. And then they're with us for when we, you know, depart, to take us over to the other side. I would say when we come to this life, there are certain things that we would like to maybe work through, plus there are certain plans that we would like to achieve. Nothing really is set in stone, because there are so many infinite possibilities for growth. Mm. So it's depending on which road or which path we take concerning what we are meant to overcome, achieve, grow from, and accomplish. So yes, I would say it's not that it has to be set in stone, but there are certain paths that we need to experience to balance the likes of karma, and not karma in a negative sense. It's karma to do with evolution of our soul, because from the moment we were born, we would still be evolving. It's all part of the universe. Everybody evolves. The celestial kingdom has their own hierarchy, and we're all at different levels of spiritual growth and maturity within this world, as you can see, from the different countries. We're all at different levels of maturity, and that's to do with evolution. So when we do grow spiritually, our guardian angels will be able to give us more divine power within our lives, because we are more responsible. So it depends on our life path and how, you know, quick we adapt to that and how open we are to learning and evolving.
Interesting. What's the difference between an angel and a person that has passed? A child dies early. Is that child still going to be spirit, but not necessarily an angel? Can you give us some clarity on that?
Sure. Well, just as we are part of the human kingdom, so we're human souls. So when we pass, no matter what age we are, when we go to the spiritual realm or heaven, we will be within the human kingdom. Within the celestial kingdom, that's where all the angels are, and there would be different ranks and species of angels. For instance, the guardian angels, the archangels, the seraphim, the cherubim, different kind of ranks. So they're in a completely different dimension of the spiritual realm. So we don't become angels when we die, but we do progress and evolve our souls. And the next natural step up for us will be the celestial kingdom on our path to God.
Oh, I see. So we're growing into being the angels.
Yeah, sure. But not we won't just naturally become an archangel or anything like that. It's like our spiritual evolution is so refined. It's like it'll take, so many, 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 many years for us to even expand our consciousness, because it's infinite, it's eternal. But we will be going towards that direction. All of God's kingdoms, all of God's creations naturally gravitate heavenwards, gravitate back to the Creator. So we will be moving up through there's so many different dimensions within the spiritual realms as well, within the human kingdom. And you know, we could even be, when we maybe cross over to the other side, we could even be in the, you know, learning to become a guide for somebody in the next life before we even get to the angelic kingdom. That's how much we've got to learn.
I see. So who do we, our guardian angel who is assigned to us, are there other angels that we can call on? I know that there's Archangel Michael, Raphael. Are we supposed to be concentrating on our guardian angel, or are we supposed to be asking for help from all of them?
Well, even though our guardian angel is our chief angel, and they will always be monitoring us, watching over us, and in charge of any other divine assistance that comes to us, the archangels are mighty and powerful. They're much more advanced. You can think of them as spiritual teachers and expert master healers, and they have more of the divine power because they are closer in proximity, closer with frequency, not in distance. So with the archangels, we can ask them for specialized areas of assistance. They are absolutely amazing. And each of them carries one of seven rays of divine light from God. And each of these seven rays has different areas of expertise. For instance, with Archangel Michael, like we said, he is fantastic for working with negativity, addictions, fear. This, if anybody is suffering from any kind of fear, Archangel Michael can help to help deal with the fear. And also Archangel Raphael, this wonderful angel, is fantastic for helping to do with healing, but not just helping our bodies to heal, but helping us on all different levels. And this angel is a brilliant archangel to ask if you're going in for an operation, or if you're going in for some kind of doctor's appointment and you're fearful. You can ask Archangel Raphael to divinely influence and work with, alongside the doctor or the surgeon, and you will have you will be co-creating with a higher power, a divine power.
Mm. Now I hear that angels like math, the numbers, and they actually put it to the numbers to music. Is that correct or not? Because they're kind of on the scientific side, these angels. Oh, have I got that wrong?
The angels are connected to creation astronomy, the planets, astrology, numbers, everything. It's so surprising how everything fits back scientifically to this beginning of creation. So yes, definitely to do with astrology, astronomy, and then obviously you get things like numerology comes from that. So anything can be fitted that way. The angels are in charge of watching over all of evolution. So we would have the guardian angels looking after the humans. There would be angels that would watch over the animals, the plant kingdom, and all other different aspects of evolution. It's absolutely fascinating when you do, you know, a lot of study and research into it. So yeah, it can be fitted into music, numbers, everything, because it all fits in with science and with evolution.
So I'm noticing more and more people are saying to me that they're noticing triple digit numbers like 1111, 2222, 4444. What does that mean? Are those signs from the angels?
It's only if it feels like it's a sign. Not everything in this world is going to be a sign. For instance, if you're asking the angels for help and you're waiting for a sign, then it'll be a sign for you. But it's not specific. Or if there's some, if you're upset about something, or if you need uplifting and you see the sign, a big clue that you know that the sign is for you is when you feel an overwhelming sensation of a just knowing sensation, a feeling of peace or calm, or you know that that's for you. Not everything's going to be for you, but you will know when a sign is for you, because the angels will help you to feel intuitively that that sign's for you. I often see the sign of 444, and that's usually to let you know that there are many, 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 many angels working with you or around you, or interested in you. Because even though we've got guardian angels, you would not believe it's innumerable the number of angels that are waiting to help us, as well as our guardian angels. I tell you who calls them unemployed angels is Lorna Byrne. It's so funny. She calls them unemployed angels because they really want to help us, but we need to ask them because of our free will.
Unemployed angels. Ooh, I like that. So even for the smallest thing to the biggest thing, you can simply call on them and ask them or just mention that I need help in this area.
Absolutely.
I need your help.
Perfect. Absolutely. Look, even, I mean, people say, oh, why would I ask a guardian angel for to get a car parking space? They're holy celestial beings. They are definitely holy celestial beings, but they are more than happy to help us. So whereas the mighty archangels are not going to be concerned with things like that, because there's so many other angels that can help us. This is why there's different stages. We are never, there's never too much trouble for us to ask an angel to help us.
And especially around health, because we could actually call on the angels to help us to heal.
Oh, definitely. You know, that's one of the things that is the most important aspect of working with the holy angels. The fact that they know that we need to heal our bodies, our minds, and our souls, because a lot of the time when there's something we really truly desire within our heart, when we have a dream that we truly want to accomplish, we don't realize that there's energies within us that are holding us back from that dream. So no matter how much you visualize, how much you say your affirmations, how grateful you are, how happy you are, how positive you are, if there's aspects within you, energies within you that are not flowing right, that are not running right, that are not connecting right, then the angels can help us to heal. And it's not just connected to emotional health, but it's also connected to limiting beliefs and anything that you would be resentful for. Even something small can be preventing us from achieving what we need and want in our lives. So this is where the angels can help us to heal on many different levels, not just physically. Our body needs to have enough physical power for us to be able to attract into our life. Our soul needs to have enough spiritual power for us to be able to attract dreams into our life. So our body needs power to heal, and our soul needs power for radiance, spiritual radiance, so we can magnetize the dreams and desires into our life.
Wonderful. What do you recommend? I mean, a lot of with the health is the fear. But bottom line, the fear of dying is really what is worrying everybody when they get sick.
Well, sure. You know, fear is something that absolutely interferes in every aspect of our life. But to do with illness, if somebody has a terminal illness, they're overcome with fear that they're going to die. And one of the things we can do, not only will our guardian angel help us to heal before we go to sleep, but then we call on the archangels for their assistance. And not just Archangel Michael, one of the most powerful archangels to help transmute and transform fear is Archangel Zadkiel. Now, fear definitely interferes with our cellular chemistry, and this archangel can help to transmute and transform that. And you'll be surprised, because we've also got to, you know, do our part as well and try and focus on shifting our perceptions. But by working with the violet ray, the violet light of Archangel Zadkiel, we can absolutely help to transform that fear. And even when we think that nothing is happening, it's because many changes are happening on a spiritual and energetic level before they become part of our physical reality. Divine help is always working behind the scenes of our life. Just because we can't see it yet, it will soon show up in our physical existence.
Wow. So the angels, I've noticed when you concentrate on the angels, there is just that acknowledgement allows the feeling of love to start flowing to you, that you can be able to start connecting to their love. I mean, that's the best thing about angels, is that they're flowing that love to you. And if you can just stay still and listen, you can feel that love. Would you say that to be correct?
Oh, do you know, that's beautiful, because the angels not only send you unconditional love, and they're actually really funny. There's many of them are really funny. They have personalities and characters like us. Otherwise, they would be all robotic, and they're certainly not robotic, and they don't belong to the land of fairy tales. They can send you love, and you can feel your heart full of love. Not only that, you can have physical sensations. You can feel warm, and you can feel supported, just knowing it's like the angels are hugging you. But not only with love, they can make you laugh. They can inspire your mind with wonderful ideas, and you can be overcome with giggles. You can just be happy, and you don't know why. It's because they can help to impress our nervous system and our minds with these wonderful divine frequencies, and we feel uplifted because of it.
But you have to acknowledge it in order to feel it. Or can you feel it? I mean, it just seems like the reason why you have to ask them is so that you can fully grasp and receive that which you're asking for. And if you're just asking, you wouldn't really, and you weren't asking the angels, you wouldn't know that you were getting something back from the angels.
I know. Do you know what's funny is so many times the angels and archangels would help us in our life, and we don't know we've been helped. We've been saved so many times from close calls, and we don't know our guardian angels have saved us. We just think we've had a lucky, you know. A lot of people will say, oh, my angel must have been watching over me, without really believing they have one. And then, and that's with close calls. But you're right, because a lot of people will feel, oh, wow, I've got this great idea. And they don't realize that they've probably been, you know, divinely inspired with that idea, and they would attribute that to themselves. So, yeah, if you want to feel the love and you want to feel happy, all you have to do is to acknowledge that your guardian angel is with you and working within your life. You can ask them for a sign. You can actually say, help me to feel uplifted. Help me to feel cheery. And then when you know that they're around you, they are signs of peace and love and joy and laughter. And they do not only want you to feel like that, when you're happy, you'll attract them closer to you.
Interesting. Now, do they influence the animals in your life, or are there some animals that are angels? I have a good friend of mine, Constance Arnold, who has a dog named Angel, and I swear this dog is an angel.
Oh, that's so lovely. They definitely, I would definitely say there's angels that watch over animals. And then some animals are divinely influenced by the angelic realm. The dog that you mentioned is probably very, very human-like and is more on our wavelength than maybe on other animals' wavelength. And that's because the dog is growing spiritually and is also on an evolutionary path.
Interesting. So when do dogs come back? Do they evolve into being a human?
I don't know this for sure. Research suggests that they do, right? I haven't made my mind up about that, but research suggests that they do. However, there would be numerous lives within the animal kingdom before that happens.
Interesting. So the angels are with you from birth until death, and they're there when you die, and they help you to go through the tunnel or whatever. Do you have stories about when they're there helping you?
Well, I know for sure that they're there already within the hospital when there's people who are about to leave this world. They're already there. I've received so many stories of people who say that their loved ones have seen angels in the room with them or speaking to other loved ones in the room with them that, of course, nobody else can witness. Because this is a sign that the sick person's about to depart. But the angel will be there waiting for them to guide their soul safely to the spiritual realm. And then whatever dimension of light they are within the spiritual realm, the guardian angel will help them to settle in and to prepare them ready to, even if they need healing and just, you know, basically to settle in and to become aware of the new surroundings and the new existence, and then we'll help them within the reunion.
Interesting. So if you say healing, even after they have died, that would that be, for example, a person who maybe has dementia?
It would be when we go across to the spiritual world. It totally depends on where we are in our spiritual development. So if we believe in life after death, for instance, we're going to settle in really quick compared to those who don't believe in life after death. But if we have had an illness, such as cancer or something, if you've had Alzheimer's, for instance, when you go to the other side, they're not going to want to frighten you in any way. So you will be waking up like within a hospital or within an area where you would feel comfortable, like exactly where you would have been on earth, but now in the spiritual realm, so only obviously more beautiful. And then sometimes when we're just over to the other side, we are really drained because we've had this illness. So you would have healing to get your energies and your soul back to what it's like, full of light and power. And then all of your memories start coming back. So it's basically a period of adjusting. They don't want to overwhelm you or frighten you when you're in a new dimension.
Wow. How fabulous. So you have quite a few other books about angels. It's just not this one that I received, The Power of Angels. You have some other books.
Yes, that's right. My new book is called The Power of Angel Medicine, and that's out next year. And that's specifically connected to the seven rays, the seven frequencies of divine light, which can help us in all our ways. And I'm really excited about this book because it's been talked about quite a lot. It's appearing the angel medicine exercises are currently in Awareness magazine, making it onto the front cover this month, and it's in one of the world's leading magazines in the UK at Christmas, which is Harry Edwards. He was an international world-renowned healer. The angel medicine exercises are within that magazine over Christmas, so I'm absolutely delighted. And this book is out next May, and it's full of information on the archangels and our guardian angels, but specifically how we can help ourselves to heal in every different area of our life. And there's a wonderful chapter on celestial alchemy as well.
Wonderful. And then you've got Healing Power for Beginners. It's a mini workbook. What's that like?
Oh, do you know what? This book touches my heart. I just absolutely love this book because I'm amazed how well this book has done around the world. This book has sold so many copies because it is just, it's only a small little book, but this is why people love it, because there's so much information in it about healing and energy medicine. And it's just about, it's basically aimed for people who have never been really interested in learning about healing, but would like to know how they can help themselves by becoming more familiarized with their own energies then. And there's exercises in there to help them balance their physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual side. And it's done absolutely brilliantly, even to the point of selling well in Australia. And I'm just amazed because it's a really small book, and it was, I wrote it with love, and as I do with all my books, but that book has totally taken off.
Wow. So let me ask you, there are many people around the world who don't believe in angels, but would that stop the angels from helping them?
No, definitely not. There's also many people around the world who believe in angels and don't believe in God. But that's a different, because if you believe in angels, then, you know, it's a no-brainer. God created the angels. So you really, you do believe in God, whether you don't realize it or not. But people who don't believe in angels, who absolutely don't believe in anything, they've still got a guardian angel, but the guardian angel can help them if they've experienced any close calls, because if it's not our time to pass, our angels will step in and help us without us asking. So they will definitely be helped, these people will. They could be influenced and inspired. They could be healed when they're not, you know, they could be sent healing when they're not well. They could be uplifted. The angels could be touching their cheek, putting their arms on their shoulders to comfort them, and they wouldn't know that they've got this divine best friend on hand.
Yeah, interesting. You know, and some people who are atheists are probably, I have met the most spiritual people who are atheists in that they don't necessarily believe in God or angels, but they do believe in the power of love and the power of the creation that love has. So with that, it's just the way that we understand the terminology, in fact, that this love could be the energy of God. So that's what I'm saying. The terms might not be the same, but again, some of the atheists I know understand the energy principles of beauty and of life and of that human connection to everything. Would you agree with that?
That's lovely, because you know, everybody has their own personal, you know, choice of what they need to believe in and what they want to believe in. And even if they're atheists and they believe in the power of love, that's wonderful, because God is love. So whether they call God love or love God, it doesn't matter. It's all part of the divine power. So they would still have guardian angels, even though they may not want to acknowledge them, as long as they are living their lives in alignment with love, divine love. That's all that can be done, because that is one of the best things to do, for all of us to align with divine truth and divine love. And divine truth is beauty. It's basically beauty. It's to add your own light, beauty, and love into the world.
Interesting. Yeah, I like that. So it appears that the evolution is leading us away from an understanding of religion and more into the understanding of energy. that everything around us is energy. And if that's true, then everything that created everything is this energy, of which people may call the angels and people may call the God, or they just may call it collective consciousness. But it's whatever the person is, whatever the person can recognize, the good and the beauty, that's all they really need to have in this life.
You know, this is the interesting thing. There's always a big debate about creation versus evolution. But the fact is, people forget that they don't realize this. God is in both. God is in both. God is the creator of evolution. So there's not one or the other. And do you know what the funny thing is? This has already been written in my book. And only last week did I hear that the Pope, the Catholic Pope, has now said that, there is creation and evolution, you know, is the same. I'm like, hey, I wrote that in my book.
That is a definite sign.
You know, I must be on the same wavelength as the Pope. How cool is that?
Very good. Very good.
Funny.
And I think that's where the collective consciousness is going. We're viewing life. We're viewing faith. We're viewing everything in different terms now. And it is all-encompassing. And it shows us that we're not separate from each other, especially with the energy. So with the angels, we're not separate from the angels. We're with the angels. It's our beliefs. If it's our belief that those angels are there to love and adore us and to help us, then that is exactly what is going to help us. If we believe in the collective consciousness and the energy and life as a hologram, that's what's going to help us.
It is,
but it's all because we're energy.
We're definitely all connected to each other, and that's absolutely, you know, true. And whether we believe in angels or not, they're going to help you. You know, mm-hmm. Your perception might be that there's nothing like an angelic being or celestial being, and that they simply, you know, fairy tales, and that, you know, just what I concentrate on is going to help me. Having a positive mind is going to help me. But you've definitely got divine power and divine help at hand. Right. And if you asked, if you didn't believe, you can test. You can test them out and say, hey, I don't know if I believe in you, but I would like you to maybe give me a sign that you're around me. Send me some evidence that you're my guardian angel, and I want to hear from you. I want you to help me in my life, and then wait to see what happens.
Absolutely, absolutely. What I like about believing in the angels is that you never feel alone.
Definitely. I love that you said that, because so many people in this world are lonely, and that's a terrible thing. In fact, it's one thing I pray about, that God would send angels to help all those people who are lonely, because those people, if they only realize the amount of love that their angel has for them, and that they're with them, they don't leave them, they're with them, and that they would be so happy to know that they have had a divine best friend.
Exactly. And I think this is very powerful. Right before Thanksgiving, right before the Christmas holidays, right before the beginning of the new year, that people realize that they're not alone, that they can call on these angelic beings to feel loved and appreciated. And I think just the thought that these angels can provide you love, oh my goodness, that is major healing right there.
That is beautiful. You're so right. And it's a great time of year, because with Thanksgiving and with Christmas, and people tend to associate Christmas with angels. So the angels love Christmas, and of course because of Jesus, but definitely because people are happy and joyful. But for anybody who's alone, they are going to shower them with divine love over Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right, absolutely. Well, great. We are all out of time, but I want to thank you so much. Please tell people how they can buy your book, The Power of Angels.
Oh, thank you. I absolutely had a great time. The Power of Angels is available in all good bookshops, also in Barnes & Noble and on Kindle and on Amazon. And, I've also got a great website if you want to visit there, and it's joannebrocas.com. And I've got a wonderful angel medicine online healing course if anybody's interested in that. Just come and have a visit.
So I want to spell this out so people will find the correct place, the correct website, because you've got more than one book on there that they need to see. So it's Joanne, Joanne, Brocas.com.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Yeah, we want to make sure, especially during this time when people go through so many emotions, dealing with family, dealing with grief of not having the family there, a whole range. This is the time that you need to settle down, read a good book about the power of the angels.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you.
My pleasure. And this has been a fun interview. Thank you so much for bringing all of us enlightenment. And we will hope to have you back on with your next book.
Oh, I would love to. Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you, Joanne. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com, and have a great week.